Residents of a village near Swinford have raised concerns over plans to locate a biogas plant in their area. Moy Valley Biogas published a booklet informing locals of its plans to seek permission from Mayo County Council for an anaerobic digester plant adjacent to the old dump site at Lislaca off the N5 in Swinford. Michael D. McAndrew has been looking at this story in more detail and has been hearing from both sides.
The proposed development will process feedstock such as multi-sward crops, slurry and farmyard manure to generate biogas, which will then be exported to Gas Networks Ireland's grid. The company Moy Valley Biogas say the primary reason for the promotion of the project is to create a local, sustainable, circular economy in East Mayo. Now, locals have raised their concerns since receiving information leaflets through their doors around 2 weeks ago, stating that the road leading to this proposed site is home to many families and the biogas facility is not suitable for a residential area. We're going to hear from both sides of this argument. Firstly, from the Moy Valley Biogas Company, and the men involved are local Fianna Fáil councillor Michael Smith, his brother Gary, who is a pharmacist, former Mayo footballer Pat Hart, Richard Kennedy and Paul Kingston. Gary Smith has been telling me why they have decided to choose this location in Swinford.
Well, I suppose what we tried to do was identify a suitable site initially. It's next to an old dump, the old Swinford dump as it was known. We were conscious of the community that were living in the vicinity of it. And as a result of that, we have published this community engagement document, which we've delivered to every house in the area. What we're looking to do are engage with the residents and deal with any queries they may have. We want to work with the community. We're trying to create an industry that is sustainable and green in the area. And we want to deal with people's concerns. And the location itself, I suppose, because it was an old dump there originally adjacent to the site, there isn't any houses within the immediate vicinity. There is the village of Lislaca, and that's why we want to engage with the residents there. And there are people living in the area. Again, that's the reason for engaging with them.
And there are some of those residents who have expressed a concern about this. And I assume they've expressed their concerns to yourselves as well. And in terms of solutions, how are you going to try and address them?
The reason for the publication of the document was to start that conversation. To date, we don't have any planning permission prepared. We are developing plans as we speak. And what we want to do is we want to take on board the residents' concerns and deal with them. So one of the main concerns that's been raised to date is the location of the site itself. We have met a number of individuals on site and pointed out the location of the proposed site already. We have a mock drawing of the proposed layout. And we're sharing that with people that we are meeting on site. So what we would love to do is we would love to meet more of the residents. I am aware that there are some concerned residents and we are looking to engage with them and would gladly like to meet with them on site, explain what we see as the benefits and deal with any concerns that they may highlight to us.
The group opposing this are saying is that it's a greenfield site in the middle of a rural residential area with young families and retired people who were encouraged to buy houses in the area, particularly since the closure of the Swinford town dump, which was run by the council. So you can see, I suppose, from their perspective as well, is that they have these concerns. But in terms of looking elsewhere, I assume at this stage you're firmly focused on that site. Is that correct?
We are firmly focused on that site for a number of reasons. So the first reason would be the fact that the site is adjacent to the main N5. There are no houses on the road. That was one of the reasons as well. I pointed out earlier that it was adjacent to the location of an old dump site. So we see it as a regenerative project for the area. I think there's loads of opportunities for the community of Swinford. We are looking at working with farmers in the area, enabling them to produce a crop, which we will then harvest, pay them for, and create this circular economy, Michael. We are also looking to involve the community long-term as investors in this project. The products we will be creating as well will actually provide solutions for the environment. So currently, I suppose, when we look at the two main ingredients we'll be using will be slurry, and the other, about that 35% of the inputs will be slurry, 65% will be what we call a multi-sward species crop.
So will that add to significant pollution in the area in terms of smell?
But it will not add to a smell in the area. In fact, it will have the opposing effect. So if I can just explain that to you, when we're bringing in slurry into the plant, we'll be bringing it in a sealed container, so there won't be any odour discharging into the environment adjacent to the plant. We will use the slurry in the anaerobic digester. And what we'll be producing, Michael, one of the byproducts that we'll be producing will be a more environmentally friendly fertiliser that we will give back to the farmer. And the odour will be greatly reduced in this fertiliser that we'll be providing the farmer with. And we'll also advocate for using the most environmentally friendly ways of applying the fertiliser onto the fields that are supplying the biogas plant.
And that's Gary Smith from the Moy Valley Biogas Company. We'll hear now from one of the locals concerned about this proposed development, Seamus Reddington, who lives in Lislaca and is 67 years of age. He has vowed to fight to this to the day he dies. He says there is a range of issues, including large volumes of traffic, smells from the site, safety aspects, and says the proposed location of the plant is simply not right.
The plant is proposed to be located in absolutely the wrong location. The facility is to be built next to residential properties. For example, my neighbour with young children will be a fence away from a hydrocarbon plant. Is that right? I'll get to the environmental impact later, but safety is the number one priority. Can the safe operation of this plant be guaranteed? The answer is no. Accidents happen. They occur in world-class facilities under international oil and gas operators. Accidents just cannot be ruled out. Mm. Applegreen is 20 metres from the proposed site and also downwind. There is a possibility of ordinary folk near and far of a spark from blowouts igniting petrol when they're filling their cars. There's a danger of rats chewing through control cables from the dump, rendering control cables and safety useless. There are thousands of rats in the dump, and it only takes one. And believe you and me, I've worked on enough panels to know how to get in.
In terms of these concerns that you're mentioning and that you have raised, Seamus, have you raised them directly with the company themselves?
The company themselves contacted us via a brochure that was shoved through our doors, and some in a white envelope, and some people actually threw it in the dump. Now, these people haven't contacted us. They've just gone ahead, and I know that their planning permission is well through. They're just waiting for the moment to pounce. And we have 5 weeks.
Now, they say, Seamus, sorry, they say that they haven't applied for planning permission at all yet.
Yeah, we'll be fully prepared. And then, as I say, we'll have 5 weeks to protest against it. Imagine living with this. The smell of slurry and waste. Traffic. How many tankers could come and go to a plant like this on a daily basis? Pollution. The pollution caused internally leaving the plant. And farmers as well, don't forget that, carried on the wheels of lorries. High level of noise from agitators and crushers. Plant alarms, which can sound day and night. There's no control over them. I worked in enough large industries to know this. Just during construction even, there'll be dust emissions and high level of noise and the possibility of the disturbance of the already contaminated land where the dump is located. The river nearby is to be pounded a second time of already enduring the old town dump for 50 years. Wildlife will flee the area. Disruption of plant life, flora and fauna, which has been there hundreds of years, because the land hasn't been disturbed. Livestock and pets will be affected and frightened by the flare-ups and alarms. I could go on and on, Mike, all day.
You said at the outset, Seamus, that you're not against a biogas plant per se. It's the location. Is that correct? Just the location you're against? Location.
It's absolutely the location. These are great facilities if they're built out in open lands away from people.
So would you be willing to sit down with the company and to look at different solutions and different other options that they could go with?
We can't sit down because it's COVID. I mean, we cannot sit down with anybody. We're locked down.
And finally, where to now? What's next on your agenda? I assume that you're going to keep fighting this.
I will fight this. I'm 67, Michael. I will fight this until the day I die. And I'm serious. the people around here, they're in total shock. Like myself, me personally, it has been a terrible few weeks. I am living in a house I was born in. I hate to think about how this lovely area could change for the worse. It is shocking.
And that's concerned resident in Lislaca, Swinford, Seamus Reddington.
You're listening to the multi-award-winning Midwest Radio News. If you have a story for the newsroom, please email us at news@midwestradio.ie.
Now for a look at...